Good morning.
Good morning.
Just for those who might be anxious, it's my understanding that I have less than 4 hours. To be more exact, something in the neighborhood of 20 minutes, and that would include singing a song too. My name is Butch Hoffman. I am a missionary in the United Methodist Church, particularly in the North Carolina Conference. And I would like to spend the next few moments sharing with you some of the things that God has done in me and how God has ministered to me and through me. The primary thing that I would like to do is let you know that as we get closer to Christ, each of us, God would put that scripture that was just read from James more and more into our lives. I served the couple rural churches that you may be familiar with. Any of you ever heard of Rehoboth and Harris Chapel? I served those two churches from 1971 to 1977. I came as a student pastor and left as a full-time pastor. I did not spend 6 years in seminary. Don't get me wrong there. 3 of those years I spent in seminary. The other 3 is full time. But it was while I was there that the conference sent out these letters each month. It was a packet. And in the packet it would have different things going on in the conference. There was a letter in one of them that came out in January about a mission work team going to Bolivia in South America. Now, I grew up in the Methodist Church. I remember having missionaries to come to our church and speak and tell stories on the mission field. And they just did something special to me. They always wanted to be a missionary after hearing those stories. And then to think that in the year 2000 or 1999, I received a phone call one morning from our bishop, Bishop Edwards, who died recently. And he called me at 7:30 in the morning. And first question, Butch, this is Bishop Edwards, said, did I get you up? I said, no, sir, you didn't. He didn't. I was still in bed. And he invited me to be part of a group that would be looking after the Hurricane Florida relief. And from that, it led from one thing to another, and I was commissioned as a missionary with the General Board of Global Ministries on October the 10th, year 2000. But let me back up to 1976. I received this invite to be a member of a work team. I took it personally. However, it went to every Methodist pastor in the conference. But I took it personally. And I prayed about it, and I prayed about it, and I prayed about it. I did not know that they put the team together in January, and they were meeting each month. And in June of that year, I went to annual conference. It was at Methodist College at the time, Methodist University now. Hinsdale Chapel, I went in there, and I prayed. I was in there by myself. Well, actually, God was there. And I prayed, and I asked God if I was supposed to go on that work team. Without a shadow of a doubt, God told me yes. And I walked out of that chapel. And the first person I saw was Ivy Walls. He had been the pastor of my home church in Trenton. And he said, Butch, where are you going? You know, you're going over to the conference. You're going to Cokesbury. You're going to the snack room. The conference was going on. I was playing hooky. I said, I'm going to the health department to get a yellow fever shot. I'm going on a mission work team to Bolivia. To this day, I can remember Ivy reaching in his back pocket, pulling out his wallet, opening it up. Remember now, I'm fresh out of seminary. I have 2 children, 1 wife, and very little money, minimum salary. Man, he pulls out a $5 bill. I see a 20. Wow. You know a 20 will go 4 times as far as that 5. And he hands me the 5. And I say, thank you. And very gratefully, and I put it in my pocket, and I go to the health department to get my shots. I grew up in a poor family. We got our shots at the health department, and I never recall them asking for money. But I remember that day when I got my yellow fever shot and I turned to walk out of that health department there in Cumberland County. And the lady said, "Excuse me, sir, that will be $5. And I turned and I handed her that $5 bill that Ivy Wallace had given me just a few minutes before. And I thank God for giving me that first confirmation that I was doing what He wanted me to do. It came time that you had to pay the conference office in Raleigh for your airline flight. Well, my churches had agreed that, you know, I could go. They would pay my salary while I was gone, but they would not take up an offer or anything like that to help. And that was okay. That was very good. They would continue to pay my salary to 2 weeks I would be gone. And so I had very little money in the bank. And I remember going and I wrote out a check for $200 more than I had in the bank. I delivered it to the Methodist building because I didn't want to get there early or late. And I delivered it and I came home. And I was still trusting God that He was going to take care of me. There was a Methodist minister up at Morris Chapel. Matter of fact, he retired and lives up in that community now. And Henry Lovelace. And Henry had been by the house that day. It seems that his WSCS, some people refer to him now as United Methodist Women, had taken up, decided they would help me and had written out a check for $100. And his church had also decided to help and they had written out a check for $100. He had slipped two $100 checks under the door that very day. Do you get the idea that I'm trying to do what God wants me to do and He's honoring, He's being faithful to it? Wow. You know, when God calls us to do something, we need to do it. Let me slip back in time a few years after that. The year was 99 after Hurricane Floyd, and I was asked to recruit volunteers, and part of my job was to go out and speak at churches and invite people to come and help us. So I called a friend of mine out in Tennessee. I said, "Lisa, if you find me a place to speak, I can come out and visit you. Somebody else would be paying the bill too." That was cool in my thinking at the time. And a couple weeks later, I get this phone call saying, "Call Bonnie Howell and Bonnie is having a rally and she'll let you speak at it." Sure enough, Bonnie said, "Come on, we'll let you speak." I got there and the bishop of the Holston Conference there in Tennessee first spoke. And then all of the youth got up and left. I was the next on the agenda. And they went out and did a work team and all of the adults stayed there. Well, I did my homework before I went. There had been two teams from the Holston Conference to come to North Carolina to help us after Hurricane Floyd. I did part of my homework. I didn't look up where they went. And once I got there, they had an easel that had a picture. It was probably 2 feet by 3 feet. It was an aerial photo of where they had worked, showing the flooded town of Trenton, North Carolina, the town I grew up in. Ah, isn't it amazing how God had brought all of this together, that Holston Conference had sent people that worked in my hometown. At the end of that day, Bonnie had gotten up and had asked for Dr. Jerry Russell. Dr. Russell ran for bishop the last time, did not make it, to come up and speak. He had taken the youth out and done a work team. Dr. Russell stood up there and he held up an old worn-out Bible. And he said he had been a missionary to Bolivia in 1975. And the first thought that ran through my mind was that was the year that Hope Ward and Mike Ward, Hope is the bishop of Mississippi now, Mike used to be the superintendent of schools for North Carolina, used to be superintendent of schools for Granville County too, had been to Bolivia on work team. Maybe they were the first team that had ever been there when Dr. Russell was there. I thought, wow. And he told about how that teen that had come had given him that Bible, and in that Bible, on each page was English and Spanish. He had worn that Bible out. This has been, 25 years he had carried this Bible around. And he told us how much it meant to him. Then he held up a cross and he told about how much that cross had meant to him. And he shared what being involved in missions meant. And then Bonnie asked me, said, "Butch, would you come up and draw for a scholarship? We're going to give a scholarship to a youth to have their way paid to go on a mission work team." I remember walking up there and I said, "Only if I can see his Bible first." I took that Bible, I opened it up on the first white page like this. The team that had given him that Bible had written notes to him. And the next page. On that page was a note that I had written to him in 1976. And I realized God was telling me once again I was doing what he wanted me to do. Brothers and sisters, it's no doubt in my mind that I've been called to share volunteers and missions and to take work teams. I've seen it affect the lives of people in many ways. I remember when Aunt Fanny died, we gathered around as a family and we had the funeral service, and then we went back, and Debbie, it's kind of like one of those moments you were talking about earlier this morning that you reminisce. Just as Rob did in the video at Sunday school. We were sitting around talking, and Betty, my first cousin, her father had been one of the successful members of my mother's family. My father was not as successful financially as her father. But Uncle Jack owned the electrical business, plants business in Monroe. And they grew up in a nice brick home and all sorts of nice things back in those days. And we lived in rental property. Betty said, "Butch, when are you going on another work team?" I said, "Well, I'm going to Guyana, South America soon. Would you like to go?" She said, "Yes." Betty's husband, Gray, had just died not too long before that. He was a writer for the Charlotte Observer. And Betty went her first day in Guyana. She did not go to the work site with us because her ankles were swollen. The second day she went, and to be honest with you, that week we went down there to put a roof on a church. And I'm not sure if Betty ever did anything about putting any of that roof on. And you would ask me afterwards if Betty would ever go on another work team or whether it really meant anything to her. Let me tell you the story I would share with you. When Betty got back home, she went to her jewelry box and she got a 1-carat diamond ring that her husband, who had died about a year before, had given her when they were engaged. She sold it for $3,000. She sent that $3,000 down to Guyana. $1,000 was used to put a floor in that church, that new church. The other $2,000 was used to completely build a home for a family she met as she was talking with the people there in the community. Since that 1998 team, at least 3 homes have been built in that community, paid for by members of that team. God has a way of using people in different ways. I remember one time I had a team going to Jamaica and I was having trouble getting enough team members. And I prayed and I asked God, I said, "God, send me the people you want me to take." He sent me some people, brothers and sisters. If I had not remembered that prayer, I wouldn't have taken them. And I took them and we survived in a beautiful way. And I realized God calls different people to serve him. Actually, I believe he calls us all to serve him. And sometimes as we go on these mission work teams, people just bloom in unusual ways. had a lady in my last church, legally blind. She could see, tell some things, and she asked to go on a work team, and I keep getting this thing that God wants me to take the people that want to go, and that He calls them to go, I'm supposed to do it. So my question to people, if God calls you, I'll take you, but make sure God calls you, or else I may lose the rest of my hair. Anyway, we went, and while we were there, this young lady was deeply touched by how God used her. She came back and started running the food pantry in our church. It was only open 2.5 hours a week. Only ministered to 200 or 300 different families per month. Over 100 families per week came in to get food. And the last year that I was there and we were in operation of it, it gave out over 103 tons of food. That's over 2 tons of food per week in 2.5 hours. And now they're ministering to over 150 families per week. What am I saying? I'm saying that when we open ourselves up to God, He uses us in many different ways. I don't know what He has in store for you. I don't know what He has in store for me. But I do know that I'm going to try to do the things that He wants me to do. From that first team that went in 76 that I was a part of, back in the 80s, I decided it was time to go back again. Virginia Wren went with me in the 80s, and she told me one day that she said, "You know, Butch, before I started coming down here, I only had my grandchildren to live for. I understand that. I have 4 wonderful grandchildren. If you see me afterwards, I'll show you pictures of them on my phone and so forth. But God wants us to serve Him." Virginia was with me in Jamaica last year, and on her way home on the airplane, she came back early, but on her way home, she had a heart attack. Virginia's only 90. I went by to see Virginia the other week, and she lives over here in Roxbury, and she asked me, said, "Butch, this won't keep me from going with you, will it?" "No, it won't, Virginia. You'll still be able to go." Virginia can, she doesn't weigh 90 pounds, I don't think. But she can take a hammer and she can beat nails. It may take her longer than some of the other people on the team. She can take buckets of cement and pass them. It's amazing what Virginia can do. But you know what I think it is? Virginia is doing what God wants her to do, and God will give her the strength for what He's called her to do. When God calls you to do something, you need to do it. Whether it's to minister to your neighbor here or to minister to your neighbor in another part of the world. God wants us to share His love. Every one of us here today are here because someone loved us enough to invite us to church or to take us to church because of their experience with God. Don't let it die. Reach out to someone else. Bring them into the kingdom. And the kingdom will be greatly blessed, and so will you. Have a work team going to West Virginia this afternoon. Matter of fact, I told Carol I have to be home by 2:15 because a group from Jefferson, United Methodist Church in Goldsboro, and their pastor is getting ready to take a step of faith and go out and become a conference evangelist. He's been going to Jamaica and Haiti with me, and he's preached revivals in Jamaica, and man, oh man, I wish you could have been there. One night, the last night of the revival, he extended the invitation for the people to come forward to pray for them. We started at 7. At 10 o'clock, Doug was begging the people to go home. Begging the people to go home from the pulpit. I never in my life heard anything about that. And you know, no one was making their way to the door. Wow. I'm afraid my time's up in sharing with you some of the things that God has done. I could talk to you about Cuba. I could talk to you about Jamaica. I can talk to you about North Carolina and the other places in the U.S. God is calling us. Do you hear Him? Let us pray. Almighty God, we know that You love us, Calvary taught us that, Lord. We thank you for that. Oh God, help us, each one of us, to listen to you, that we may follow your guidance, that we may reach out to those and share your love with them, that we may put Christian love into action. People may see Christ. Not us, but Christ. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Brothers and sisters, in a few moments there's going to be a hymn of dedication. I'm not sure how Pastor Carol does it here, but Carol, we pray, O Lord, that I ask that if you feel led by God, we invite you to the altar to come and to pray. Whether God's calling you to go on missions locally or beyond community, or whether God has just touched your heart this morning, tell him thank you. Let him know that you love him. As we have entered this Lent season and we center our lives on him. To God be the glory and praise, both now and forever. Amen.
Thank you, Butch. You have heard Reverend Huffman's open invitation to the altar as we stand and sing Faith of Our Fathers. Come forward as God calls you to come forward. Because if God is calling you, you need to obey. Let us stand.